Hello.
Hello, is Betty in?
Yes, this is Betty.
Hello and God bless. This is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from the Vatican.
The Vatican?
Yes, in the office of Pope Francis. How are you doing today?
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I know it can be kind of shocking to receive a phone call from us.
Yes, it is.
And this is Betty Smith from 24 Avenue in Tacoma, Washington, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And
that's right.
You sent Pope Francis a letter about a month ago.
I did.
I'm calling you because he would like to formally respond to your message.
Is this real? I mean, I just can't believe that I'm actually receiving a call. I'm honored. I'm totally honored.
Well, you should be. It's not every day you receive a phone call from the office of the Pope, I wouldn't think.
I guess not.
So you asked him a question about your life's direction.
Yes. You know, my two children are now out of the house, and I just thought that he could give me some direction and kind of help me define, you know, what my calling is.
Wonderful. Now, are you excited to hear what plan the Pope has for you?
I can't believe this is actually happening. I'm so excited.
Well, the message that the Pope has for your life going forward is simply this. He wants you to open a casino.
Pardon me?
The Pope.
A casino?
The Pope's suggestion is that you open a casino. And he noted preferably one with slot machines. Pope is a big fan of slot machines.
I'm sorry. A casino, what benefit could that have for anyone?
Oh, ma'am, it's a money generator. They're fun.
Well,
a good time for everybody at a casino. Have you ever had a bad time at a casino? I don't think so.
Isn't gambling a sin?
Well, it's only a sin if you're not winning. That's a little joke that the Pope and I have with each other.
Okay. I'm a little stunned here. I just can't believe that the Pope would want me to be involved in gambling, much less open a casino.
When the call comes, it comes in different ways for everybody.
Yeah.
And your calling is to sell your house and buy
a
casino.
Sell my house?
Well, yes, I didn't mention that earlier. He wants you to sell your house to finance your casino.
Oh, no. I can not sell my house. I can't believe that that's the divine plan that the Pope has for me.
Now, Betty, you seem hesitant. Do you not trust? Do you not trust the Pope and his message?
I trust the Pope. This message is too beyond.
The Pope wants you to spread the word with blackjack and poker and craps. Oh, craps. The Pope loves craps so much.
Listen, the farthest we go is bingo. That's as far as we'll take it. And certainly not a casino.
Okay, Betty, how about this? I'm willing to go back to the Pope and ask him if setting up a bingo hall would be acceptable.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I just used that, you know, as an example because we have had, you know, bingo night at the church.
Yes, and wasn't it fun?
Yes, we had fun, but no money. No money changed hands.
How about this? What if we just have you start running numbers for the Pope on, say, the ponies? Horse betting.
No, you know.
Oh, the Pope, he loves his ponies.
No. The Pope would never, ever.
Every Kentucky Derby, we at the Vatican just put our big obnoxious hats on and suck down mint juleps.
Are you pulling my leg? This is absolute hogwash.
Yes, I am, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your son Trevor set you up.
What is this? I don't get it.
It's a prank phone call. Your son wanted me to call you and mess with you. He said that you recently sent a letter to the Pope and thought it'd be funny to...
Yeah, I did.
And I think you learned today, your calling is to open a casino.
You're right.